What you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. That's the 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, guys, High Times, the magazine that covers the news and culture of cannabis, is looking for judges for its annual Southern California Cannabis Cup.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The competition will be judged
Mason.
By regular weed consumers. Yes, just like Mason, just like Cappy even, I guess, who purchase a judging kit. And they will evaluate and vote on categories including best indica, sativa, and edibles, which are provided by more than 150 participating local brands. So each of these judging kits come with various samples, and the judges will then make an informed decision and provide detailed comments on the aesthetics, aroma, taste, and effects of each product.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be a judge, you'll have 60 days to evaluate the options and submit your scorecard before July 24th. And to buy a judging kit and then also see past winners or read about the companies participating, you can head to cannabiscup.com.
Cappy ain't buying anything, so he's out.
Nope.
Yeah, but if they wanted to give it to me for free and say, here, try it all out.
Yeah.
I recently had these gummies, and I don't know what brand they were, but all I knew is up at the top of the bag, it said, you're good in 15 minutes, something like that. You know? Like, you know, if you use
gummies. Were you?
Yeah, because you know you use gummies, you're like looking at your watch, you're like, it's been 45 minutes, what's up?
Yeah.
You know? 15 minutes.
And it was ready to roll?
And the two adjectives they described this gummy as, joyful and present.
And did you feel joyful and present?
Both. I felt joyful.
What was the brand?
And present. I don't know. I got to, you know what? I have it on my phone. I'll tell you as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Joyful and present. Doesn't that sound like something you'd like to be in
life?
I'd
love to always be joyful and present.
Joyful and present. Here, I'll give you. This is, they don't pay. I mean, it's called Garden Society.
Okay.
You might like this. Kiwi Lime Sauvignon Blanc Gummies.
Yeah.
Joyful and present.
Kiwi Lime?
Kiwi Lime Sauvignon Blanc Gummies.
Wow. I love kiwi. Anything kiwi flavored.
Joyful delicious. And present. Doesn't everybody want to be that way?
Yeah. I'm always joyful and present.
Are I was going to say, I don't need gummies though.
Oh, dude, this is going to make you way more joyful and 10 times more present.
Now, if it hits you in 15 minutes, is it also over faster then?
Good question. Don't know. Only done it once.
Because usually they last, I would say usually a 5 milligram lasts or like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's what it is, 5.
Yeah.
Then you hit it again, I guess.
Yeah.
Have another one.
Yeah. So like 2 hours? That's not bad.
Joyful and present.
But what happens is, if it usually takes you 45 minutes to an hour, then you have another 2 hours.
Right.
You're looking at a 3 hour window.
Right.
Yeah.
This is 2 hours and 15 minutes.
And you're boom, you're done. See, that's more efficient.
I'll give you some for the game tonight.
Not for the game, thanks.
Oh,
I'm okay.
Oh, all right.
I'm all right for the game.
Maybe I'll offer some to Rob Palenka tonight before the game.
Yeah.
I got something for you.
Yeah.
You want to be joyful and present?
I've got some strategy for you.
Yeah.
You may need this if this goes south today. Yeah. There you go. All right, that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. Less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
My man, Rob.
So let's talk about those Dodgers-Padres real quick and kind of wrap up the Lakers conversation before we get to Radio Tinder. We're done at 5:30 today. Slee will be taking over, as he does every game day, with the Lakers pregame for Game 4 coming up here. Monster game. This is a huge, huge... This is the biggest Laker game since the bubble. Right? There's no question. I mean, they all kind of are that, but this one, I think, because I think the series teeters potentially on this game, I think this is the biggest game since the bubble. Fair?
Yeah, I think when the Lakers 2 years ago had the Suns down 2-1 and AD got hurt in the next game in Game 4, like that was probably the biggest game since the bubble. But really, now we fast forward to what's gone on in the last 2 years between AD's injuries, LeBron's injuries, the arrival and then departure of Russell Westbrook and the rebuild of this roster. Yeah, tonight, biggest game since they won the championship.
Yeah, and I would say all of this feels different because none of us could, I mean, even though we were like stoked about the bubble and I think people were stoked, it didn't feel the same like it does now. Like people, it is palpable. The city is, the exuberance is palpable for the city when they're playing in these games right now.
I mean, dude.
Because you got real crowds and the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody even remember that during the bubble, we were watching these games and there were like video feeds of fans?
Yeah.
And that's, these guys had to play in front of like legitimately nobody.
Yeah, their family and friends who had to quarantine at the time.
They were social distancing. Anybody remember that phrase?
Yeah.
We were social distancing.
Yeah.
You know?
In Laura did go to Dodger Stadium though when the Dodgers won. They were at the parking lots. I remember.
Yeah. They were doing watch parties.
That. Yeah.
It was awesome
when you went there. Yeah.
So good.
But here's the thing. Tonight is that biggest game.
Yes.
Since that time.
No question.
And it's partially where they are today, where they were 2 months ago.
Yeah.
It's
I mean, they had a 0.3 chance of making the playoffs when they were the 13th seed at the bottom of it.
And it's also who they're playing against.
Right.
You know, it's Steph, yes, but I think the whole Klay story.
No, it's all of it. Michael, it's the Warriors. They're the team of this generation.
Correct. Yeah. And what Michael said, and I know we talked about it on the air earlier, that the dynasty, Sliwa mentioned this, that the dynasty, the Golden State dynasty.
The blueprint is on the line.
It's on the line in a big way. It's because losing to the Lakers is not the issue. It's losing to the old man, beat up, injured LeBron AD Lakers.
Yeah.
That would be the end of the dynasty, if you will. This isn't some young up-and-coming team that's getting the baton.
Right. The Kings would have been that.
Right.
Yeah.
So you said before the break that you had some statistic.
So when the Warriors lose by 20 points or more in a playoff game in the Steve Kerr era.
And they lost by 30 on Saturday.
Right. They their next game, they are 5-1.
Okay.
And they win those games by an average of 10 points or more.
Mm-hmm.
By an average of 10 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're expecting then tonight.
A bounce back game.
That Steve Kerr is going to yet again out-strategize Darvin Ham.
And I also think the players will perform better. I don't think the Warriors are going to shoot 39% again. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but...
Here's my prediction for the game tonight. This is a really close game because I don't think that the Lakers are anywhere near 30 points better than the Warriors. And very frankly, when the Warriors beat down the Lakers...
By 27 or whatever it was.
Yeah. I think it was also... 27. 127-100. Yeah. I don't think they're 27 points better than the Lakers.
Yeah.
The real measuring stick of this series thus far is the Lakers win 117-112 in game one.
Yeah.
I think we're looking at another game like that tonight.
Yeah.
And I'll double down on it by saying this. I think we're looking at the kind of game where at the very end, George, we're going to see LeBron James do something that he hasn't done yet in three games in this series.
Well, Lindsay's a believer that he's got one of those in him.
I think he's got a gear that he has not yet.
I do think that there is another gear. I'm curious to see when we see it because the time is now.
100%.
Yeah. Today is the game.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the game. Because here's why. Even though you look back at the last game, LeBron plays 32 minutes. He scores 21 ho-hum kind of points. You know, we all know that he didn't score in the first quarter and that his first points may have come from the free throw line. And then he decided to start barreling his way to the basket. But LeBron hasn't had an explosive game. I feel like LeBron has not put a lot of wear and tear on the
body. That's fair.
You know?
To that point, though, Brian Windhorst said today that he feels like LeBron is like actively resting while he's playing. And we've been saying that. We've been talking about that.
So Brian Windhorst is an interesting person to have that anecdote because Brian Windhorst once wrote a story, and it was a great story, about how LeBron in games walked more than anyone else. And he walked because he'd played so many more minutes than anyone else at that time. This is when he was in Cleveland. That he walked to actively rest during games. When he knew that there was no chance of making a play, like if they were on a fast break, he'd just be like, nope, just going to let them get that one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then measure himself for the next play or whatever was necessary. And I think as he gets older, that's probably something he has to do, to be honest with you. But because he's already got the two busted wheels and he's 38 years old.
But if you look at the last game, do you feel like LeBron James was gassed? You know, that's the phrase everybody's used. Look at LeBron. He's got his hands on his knees. He's 38. He's got two busted up legs. Man, he's gassed. Have you seen LeBron yet in three games in this series where you're like, he's wiped out?
No, I don't think so. But that's because I think he's conserving his energy. I really think that.
So tonight then is the night. If what
tonight's
you
said, tonight, your
tonight,
favorite song.
Tonight is the night, your favorite song. That is true.
I love Tonight is the Night.
And tonight is your night, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Tonight is the night. And here's why.
Yeah.
Everything you said about Steve Kerr making adjustments, losing by 20 plus points, coming back 5-1, winning by 10 or more points, etc. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that sounds very good.
Correct.
I would think.
You would think.
That if you and I know this.
Yeah.
That chances are LeBron knows this.
Yeah.
Chances are LeBron and the Lakers know.
Have probably been on the other side of it.
Right.
Well, LeBron, not the Lakers, but LeBron.
They understand what the numbers tell them.
3-1 is sure is different. and only possibly maybe having to play six games instead of going seven in Golden State.
That's why tonight's so critical. You're at home tonight.
Yeah.
You're LeBron.
Yeah.
You have not had to
right.
leave it all on the floor yet.
Yeah.
Tonight's the night you empty the tank.
Tonight's your night, bro.
Because if you win tonight, you know, you're going to come home and, you know, you're going to play in Golden State on Wednesday. What's today? Monday? On
yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then Friday.
Right.
I had to actually reset what day it was on Monday. Did yeah. you guys see that happen?
Yeah, yeah, it's already
that
Monday.
Happened. I don't know what day
you're
it
still
either,
doing
Cap.
It.
Yeah. I know it's Monday, and I'm not like, it's not like Thursday. I'm like, what day is this?
Yeah.
On Monday, I had to reset.
El lunes.
See? See?
Yeah. You got anything else? Because I want to get one last thing in before we do radio tonight.
Feel free, sir.
Why are your Padres so gutless? Michael Bush, James Outman,
uh-huh.
taking care of business. We talked about this was the year that the Dodgers were going to have to start switching to some of these young guys. And this was, you know, I think the first or most, the loudest example of that, where guys like Michael Bush and James Outman helped them win a game against a rival on national television.
I thought this weekend was a ton of fun. I watched a lot of it on TV. I was down there on Saturday. Dodger fans, I got to give you guys a ton of credit. Because when the Padres were terrible and Dodger fans would take over Petco Park, that's because the Dodgers are good and the Padres are bad. The Padres are supposed to be good and people are supposed to be excited. And I'm telling you right now, on Saturday, when Chris Taylor hit that moonshot home run, the place was going nuts, like as if it was Dodger Stadium. I mean, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, the parade of Dodger fans down like 5th or 7th, whichever it was in downtown San Diego. I mean, literally thousands and thousands of Dodger fans marching through the streets of San Diego. And then Mookie Betts comes up so huge yesterday with that home run.
Yeah.
And then extra innings. Good, hey, good series win for the Dodgers. The Padres cringed me out at the beginning of the year with all this talk about how they're going to win the World Series. Like Fernando Tatis was talking like he was LeBron James the day he showed up in Miami. Bro, don't read the press clippings. Go out and do it. Don't talk about it.
Just do it?
That's right.
Somebody should use that
phrase. That would be, I should put that on a t-shirt.
Somebody should use that
phrase. Just do it.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Radio Tinder, the award-winning Radio Tinder is next. We're back in a couple minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Shedato and Cap, Route 515 in the Southland. We move up, Radio Tinder, because Lakers basketball starts in about 13 minutes. On this day, we like to play a TV theme, like this one. On this day in 1976, the number one hit, John Sebastian. The theme song from Welcome Back, Kotter. That's right, Shedato. Back then, TV themes went to number one on the Billboard charts.
Mr. Carter!
Mr. Cartier!
Yo, 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 Mr. Cartier.
God, that was a great show.
When Freddie Boom Boom Washington would walk in and say, first he'd lick his teeth and they'd say, hi there.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very endearing, that Freddie Washington. And then Juan Epstein.
Yeah, well, you are a Juan Epstein type.
I mean, the way Juan Epstein would show up, give Mr. Cotter a letter from his mother to get him out of stuff.
Right.
I love that show.
We're doing a deep Welcome Back, Cotter breakdown. Right. Meanwhile, you can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter or Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala.
Tequila Mandala.
Always swipe right. A Tequila Mandala. Take it away, producer Lindsay. Oh, really? While I'm doing that, you do the mic? Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher.
Lindsay, you ever hear of Welcome Back, Cotter?
I've heard of it, but I have no idea what you're talking about as far
really?
As who's on it, whatever.
My dad
was a fan.
You know who the biggest star was from Welcome Back, Cotter, who went on to become the biggest star in Hollywood?
Who?
John Travolta.
I did not know that. Vinnie Barbarino. He was the leader. Do you remember the name of the group that they had?
The Shocks or the Jets?
No.
I don't know. Wrong show.
What were they called, George?
I don't remember. The Sweat Hogs.
Sweat Hogs. Yeah. That's right. The Sweat Hogs.
Yeah.
And Vinnie Barbarino. John Travolta was the leader of the group.
My mom used to call my brother a sweat hog when he got home from football practice.
That's where he's from.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, what do you got, Linz?
So, guys, Sierra Canyon's Bronny James is going to be a Trojan. The 6'3" senior guard announced his commitment to play at USC on Saturday on IG. Of course, Bronny is rated as a 4-star recruit, according to ESPN, and he picked USC over scholarship offers from Ohio State and Oregon. Are you guys surprised that Bronny picked USC? Swipe left or swipe right? Sedano.
Swipe left. I'm not surprised. I feel like USC has built something here recently, particularly under Andy Anfield, where they've had some recent decent success in the tournament. I think they've had some NBA players, right? Evan Mobley, as you know well, and Cappy knows well. He's Evan Mobley's guy, you know?
It's one of my guys that I hang out with when I hang out in the athletic director's suite at USC football games. That's true.
He's not my guy anymore.
And I think that it's kind of cool because Bronny and his dad get to still watch each other play a lot when they're both here in L.A., so I'm not surprised.
I'm swiping left also, not surprised. Let me tell you something right now. This is the greatest thing that ever happened to the USC basketball program because not only do you get the number one rated high school player in the country, but you also get Bronny James. Okay? And here's
what I was going to say. He's not the number one.
No, he's not.
Number 19.
No, he's not. The number one guy is a guy whose name I actually don't know. But okay. I know who Bronny James is.
Yeah.
Okay? The fact that you get the number one rated high school player in the country to join USC's basketball team. By the way, the men and the women. And now you get Bronny James.
Yeah, because they have Juju on the female side. Yeah, Watkins.
You are going to bring LeBron-sized attention to the USC basketball program. This is the greatest thing that could have ever happened to it. And for Bronny James, young fella, so happy for you, man. Stay home. Stay close to home. Do your thing. Keep developing. And do it while mom and dad can see you play. Your brother and sister can come see you play. Your friends.
It's awesome.
Good job. I'm so rooting for Bronny James to be a huge, huge success playing at USC. I would not have felt that way if he was at Ohio State.
I agree. I think it's a cool story. And I think the fact that, to your point, that fans, family and friends get to see him and play, you know, they literally can go on the same night and watch one half of dad and the other half Bronny, you know, or vice versa.
True story. Yeah. Did not go to one USC basketball game this entire season.
Right.
Bronny James being basketball team makes me exponentially more interested in USC basketball.
So you're going to want Boney to get you like suite tickets at Galen Center.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Okay. And probably some access to Bronny.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it Isaiah Collier?
I don't remember the young man's
point
name.
Point guard from Georgia?
Yes, that's him. That's right. Number one player
in the country.
He's
actually number two, according to 24/7 Sports. But, you know.
One, two.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
Close enough.
USC is bragging. We got the number one guy.
Somebody could have been had him at number one.
Yeah.
Somebody else could have.
Well, Cates is over there signaling as like, oh, this is a big deal.
Yeah, we're in the same color shirt, you and me, Cates.
You guys are looking sharp.
Yeah. Oh, I thought he was excited about Bronny James.
Very cramped.
No, he's excited today because I told him today was the day. It's a big day, game four.
Just like tonight is the night.
Tonight is the night.
And tonight is your night, bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, so Nugget Center Nikola Jokic,
yeah,
always struggle to say his name, was fined $25,000 by the league for making improper contact in the stands with Suns owner Matt Ishbia.
No, Ishbia.
Ishbia. Close. Yeah.
Don't you remember from his playing days at Michigan State?
Such a jerk.
Two names that I don't know how to say. But no suspension. The two-time NBA MVP is all set to play in Game 5 tomorrow night in Denver with the second round series tied 2-2. Did the NBA get this right? Swipe left or swipe right, Kepi?
One question before I give you an answer. Is there a follow-up like they fined this Matt Ishbia guy?
No, he didn't get fined at all. Only, he's just a fan.
Only Joker got $25,000.
Okay, then I'm swiping left. The NBA did not get this right. The NBA did not get this right.
You think that Matt Ishbia should be fined?
100%.
I mean, Absolutely. The ball is not baseball. It's not a souvenir.
Absolutely 100%. If you're a new team owner and you want to be the next Mark Cuban of Phoenix and you want to sit courtside and you want to be visible and you're going to hold on to the ball, and then you're going to take a forearm shiver and instead of just accepting it or even pushing back, you throw your hands up like you just went down your first hill at a roller coaster, like you're flopping backwards. Look, I love Matt Ishbia's story. I freaking love that he's a young guy who played college basketball and made $1 billion and bought his own NBA team and then made a crazy trade for Kevin Durant. I love the guy's story. And by the way, put these Suns on free TV for everybody in the Valley. Guy's already a big winner to me. But bro, you can't be on the court holding the ball and then you get forearmed and you're flopping. You can't flop as an owner and you should be fined because he interrupted the game and he put the player in harm's way. Just like Joker said after the game, yo, Isn't the league supposed to take care of me? He's just a fan. I don't know who that guy is.
Yeah. I loved Michael Malone's comments. I'm with you. I don't know about the hold. He should be fine. But he should have at least a... Commissioner Stern probably should have a chat. Commissioner Silver should have a Stern chat with him. But
that was funny.
Good recovery.
That's what I originally intended to say, but I said Commissioner Stern.
Stern came out first.
Yeah. But ultimately, here's the thing, man. You're not on the team, bro. Like, you got to give up the ball. It's like I said, it's not a souvenir. The Joker has every right, as the Phoenix Suns player is out of bounds, to grab the ball and inbound the ball. Like, that's part of the deal. So I did like his tweet afterwards saying that he didn't want Joker to be suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Although one of my colleagues, I think it was Frank Isola on Around the Horn today, said that's what he said publicly. What did he say privately to the league?
Why would the league not fine him? Let me just say this. If he were a regular fan, not the owner of the team.
If one guy got tossed.
Right. Yeah. Because he put his hands on
Joker.
Right.
He pushed Joker.
By the way, I think that's the exact same guy that was getting into it with Russell Westbrook.
Might have been.
I'm telling you, I could have sworn it was the same guy. The NBA should say to their owners, hey guys, you sit courtside and you're kind of part of the show, but you can't interfere with the game and you can't have people putting their hands on our players. They should have fined the owner. Because if he wasn't the owner, he'd have already been kicked out. Fine him. I mean, if you want to fine him, then fine him.
But if you think about it, I feel like owners, like you mentioned Mark Cuban, I feel like he's probably done things that if he weren't an owner, he would have been kicked out for. But you are an owner, right?
Yeah, but not taking the ball out of play. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like, okay. Not that.
And by the way, take your elbow and sit down. Don't flop.
The flop was funny. Tom Izzo, I'm sure, is not thrilled about that. Come on. All right, what's next?
I just want to say really quick, I was talking in my family group chat, you know, my dad, uncles, whatever, about the game, the Lakers-Warriors game on Saturday, and two people, not one, but two people made a comment about Steph Curry and his mouth guard and how disgusting it is.
You Cleveland people.
I just wanted to bring that up.
It's just unsanitary.
You just got to get over it.
I mean, he takes the ball. He's dribbling up the floor. He's got half the mouthpiece in, half the mouthpiece out. Then, with his non-dribbling hand, he actually puts the whole mouthpiece in.
And then, to make it even better, my eyelash lady said the same thing later that day.
Wow, how do you like that?
Your eyelash lady here in LA.
Why does he do the thing with the mouth guard? It's so nasty.
Let it go. I'm going to play Frozen for you.
She's from here. She's from here, and she mentioned it, you know?
Her eyelash lady doesn't like the whole mouth guard thing.
She doesn't. She thinks it's nasty.
It's her eyelash lady, so she'd probably been complaining
about it. No, I said nothing.
You know?
I said nothing about it.
I don't know.
She doesn't know anything about sports, but I said something. She's like, oh, why aren't you at the game today? And then she goes, that Steph Curry guy in the mouth guard is so nasty.
Oh, really? You didn't set her up for that?
I did not.
Seriously, right?
This is the first time.
She doesn't know anything about sports, but she knows about Steph Curry's mouthpiece.
There you go. She's been doing my eyelashes for like 5 years, and she's never once said anything about sports, ever. Not once.
All right.
Just saying.
All right, nice eyelashes.
Well, speaking of the Lakers.
Eyelashes look great.
Yeah, did a good job.
Thanks. Speaking of the Lakers, player outfits have become part of the NBA's culture, and some would say there's even some pressure on players to look good before games and during their post-game interviews. Well, Lakers stud Jared Vanderbilt might be feeling that pressure, because apparently a store employee of an unnamed luxury brand alleged that Vanderbilt returned a full ensemble to their store after he wore it before and after the Lakers game one victory over the Warriors. Have you guys ever worn a fancy outfit and then returned it later? Swipe left or swipe right?
A fancy outfit and returned it later. I'm going to swipe right on this, actually.
Oh.
Recently, I ordered a suit from Hugo Boss. And
that's a flex.
The suit... It's when I had to do that crazy trip when I was in Miami coming back to LA. Then I went to the Final Four. Then I went to Sioux Falls.
Right.
I realized, oh, crap, I didn't pack a suit for the G League Western Conference Finals. So I ordered one.
From Hugo Boss.
Yeah, and they mailed it to me.
Why don't you just order like some crappy suit? You know, like you're doing a G League
game. It was on sale.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good price?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like $400.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a lot of money for a suit.
No, that's actually a lot. Okay. That's like half price for a Hugo Boss suit. So
they got your measurements already?
Well, I knew I didn't have to. I kind of know if I wear a 42 regular on Hugo Boss that it's going to fit right. Like, maybe there could be some small alterations in, like, under the chest, like, to make it, like, more fitted.
Yo, Hugo, you hear my man here?
But I know, I know what it fits like. A 42R fits me right, like, shoulder wise for the most part or whatever. So,
do better, Hugo.
So I mean, it fits really well.
Okay.
And so I ordered the suit. Knowing that would be the case, and I was just going to be on TV, you're really only going to see me up top anyway, I'm going to be sitting down. So I wore it, but then when I got the suit, it was kind of like linen-y.
Oh, really? I'm like, you didn't want linen-y.
I didn't want
linen-y,
that.
No.
I'm like, eh.
Linen-y, nah, return that.
So I wore it that one time, and then I returned it. A Hugo store.
I want to know where Jared Vanderbilt.
At Delamo Mall, by the way.
Oh, really? Yeah. I want to know where Vanderbilt got this stuff and returned it, because I'm going to do the exact same thing for the Mandy's.
Yeah. So I'm with you, Jared. I've been there one time. Not that expensive, but I've done it. All right, Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. By the way, there'll be a Tequila Mandala sponsorship at the Mandy's this year. Available wherever fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala. Great job, Cappy, Lindsay, Laura. Slee was on the spot earlier, and he's taking you up till game time for John and Michael at 7 o'clock. Slee on the spot. Pre-game is next.